Well, so look, February isn't a great month for movies. It's also not a great month for sports. But in point of fact, there's actually a lot going on in sports this week. And here to talk about it is Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Good morning, Ibrahim.
Good morning.
First of all, baseball spring training has begun. And we have a little bit of news about this guy.
Albert with a long one to left. And it is gone. Here's another one. Is it going to stay fair? Yes! A shot into center field. Going back. Gone!
That is a few home runs from Pujols, the St. Louis Cardinals slugger. King of baseball, according to our director, Jay Cowett. Albert Pujols arrived in camp yesterday, but he arrived without a contract extension. And in fact, he won't negotiate again until after the season is over. It sounds like we're setting up for another LeBron here.
So imagine, Celeste, walking into your boss's office or anyone out there listening and demanding that you get paid $300 million a year, or you're just or you're just not going to play, or you're not going to work. This is essentially what Albert Pujols did. Although this year coming up,
$300 million.
So what they offered him, $200 million or around $200 million.
Over 10 years.
Over 10 years. And an ownership stake, reportedly an ownership stake as well.
They still, St. Louis Cardinals.
They still said no. He still said him. The Pujols team still said no. This is the reality, though. Albert Pujols is in the prime of his career. He's like he's in early 30s. He's never hit lower than 312. He's hit 40 home runs six times. He's clean cut. He gives back to his community. He's a monster on the baseball diamond.
He doesn't give back $300 million.
No. So this is what they call a walk year or a contract year. So I want people who are focused on St. Louis and watching this situation, Albert Pujols should have a banner season, probably the best season of his life, because he wants to prove his value and his worth.
All right. So let's talk about another big story about another big athlete, and that's the NBA All-Star Game. It's this weekend. And there we've got trade possibilities for Carmelo Anthony. And there's some twists in this story.
Well, Carmelo Anthony has been on the trade, you know, they've been part of trade rumors for the entire season. He's called it himself. He said this weekend at the All-Star Game is going to be called Mellow Watch, essentially, because there's going to be an incredible attack on him from all the reporters all over the globe asking, where is he going to go? Is it going to be the Knicks? Is it going to be the Nets? Is it going to be the Lakers? Is it going to be Houston? Is it going to be the Bulls? He doesn't even know. So right now he's in a position where he might wait it out for the rest of the season, or he might end up coming to somewhere before the trade deadline.
All right. This is not a huge sport here or event here in New York, but around the rest of the country, a lot of people are going to be watching the Daytona 500. I mean, if somebody has maybe not watched this race before, can you give us kind of a primer on what we're looking for in the Daytona 500?
Well, I will say this. For folks who are racing fans that have never watched it and folks who are long-term fans, this Daytona 500 is going to have a little different twist. The tread on the track has been changed. So now that it's faster than it's ever been. So that means the racing is going to be different. So if you've watched racing before, it's a bunch of cars bunched up together and then a couple people come out of the pack. This year, it's going to be two-by-two racing. So cars are going to be in front and back of each other, and they're going to be using the drag and to help each other get through the race. It's going to look very, very different than traditional racing. There may not be as many pileups, but it's going to be a very different type of racing, and it's going to be very exciting.
And too bad we're not on TV, or you'd see Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen imitating the cars with his hands on the track. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Thanks so much.
Hey, good morning.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.